Hello, this is Richard Mortimer from Hot Button Business Blueprint, and this is session 6, and today we are going to be looking at traffic generation. So we have covered the steps to build our funnel, our free offer as our entry point for people to get onto our list, then the emails, marketing to them, giving them content, building up credibility, getting feedback, monetizing our list, so we're actually getting an income coming from it. And then also the product creation, which of course we are ultimately going to be creating products to meet our subscribers' needs. Maybe not at the beginning when we don't get the feedback we need. We can do it from our own experience, or we can do it from other sources and get information there, what people are looking for. But ultimately we're going to create products that people really, really need. And what's great is if we are actually doing it, doing this, whatever it is that we're selling people, then that will really help us create the right products. For example, I had a coaching client who was in the Forex market, got a very great idea. But the thing where I think it seemed to fall down was that he didn't seem to be doing it. He was talking about high level Forex people who've got 50,000, 100,000 in their bank, and taking a long-term view. That's a real high-profile Forex person. They're going to know a lot, and they're difficult to coach. But that's what he's looking to do. But I think that where it fell down was he wasn't doing it himself. He hadn't got a £50,000 bank, as far as I could tell. Maybe he did, but he didn't tell me that. And when I asked him questions, he went very silent, which tended to indicate, the negative rather than the positive, but never mind, I could be wrong. But I'm just using that as an illustration to say that if you are somebody who's in that same thing, if you've got dogs and you're dog training, but your dogs are all over the place and you haven't trained them, you've got a bit of a problem, haven't you? It has to be the, you have to walk the walk and as well as talking the talk. I mean, obviously, in some people with niches, that's not the case, where they're not necessarily experiencing it themselves. But if you are, then this gives you an idea of what products to create, because you are experiencing it yourself and you know the troubles and the trials and difficulties. So now we're coming to step 4, which is to send traffic. Now, we can send traffic to any of our sales pages and we can get buyers on there. Maybe we want to recruit affiliates, and of course that traffic's going to go at all different product points. I mean, the ultimate thing is to set up a piece of software which can handle all our products, and then somebody can sign up as an affiliate and they get all the links, all the products, and they can just add them into their funnel. And then of course we've got people coming in all over the funnel. That's great. But we want to concentrate, for simplicity's sake and for the fact where most of our traffic is going to be sent, to this free offer on the front end, because that is what is going to be, getting the most people on there, because it's a free offer. We're looking for a high conversion rate, 40 to 50%, maybe more. If you've got a free membership site, I'm going to tell you a little technique to get a free membership site, which you can probably get 80% conversion rate. That's what it's tested at currently. Okay. But here's the great thing. I'm going to cover the traffic principles in a minute, but the first thing to say is this, and this is the reason why this model is so good, and that is that if we can get our sales pages to convert, traffic is easy. If you've got a squeeze page that converts, traffic is easy. If you've got products that convert, traffic is easy. If you want to recruit affiliates, sometimes people want to know which of those products convert over a certain percentage, and you need to be able to give those figures, and that obviously is important. If you've got a product that converts at 10%, by the way, I've got a $7 product that converts at 10%, or at least it did when I tested it, which was some time ago, and I admit, so it might have come down or up even, but it might not be the same. But anyway, 10%, that's great. That's quite pretty good. And I'm monetizing on the front end, great. I can send solo ads even to a paid offer and get 10%, 100 people go, I get 10 sales, I get $70. So if I've only paid less than 70 for my solo ad, I've monetized my solo ad straight away. I've got the money back, and then I've got the buyers on my list, and obviously I'm marketing them again, higher ticket products, you know, from $7 up, 97, you know, 1,000 coaching programs, monthly payments, whatever it might be, you know, and all that is contributing to a big income. Okay, so if you can get your sales pages to convert, traffic becomes easy. You know, this is the link with the sales page. That's why it's important to become a good copywriter, because then you find traffic really just is no problem at all. You can even go and get Google AdWords and get other PPC, pay for traffic. So what are the principles of traffic? Well, the two main ones are this, and that is that, you know, people talk about free and paid traffic, but really free traffic is paid too. You just don't pay with money, you pay with your time. It's either time or money, and sometimes it's both. Okay, so that's two ways of categorizing traffic. Is paid traffic great if you can make it pay? In other words, you get a return. It doesn't have to be on the front end. It can be, obviously, it won't be the free offer, but in your email campaign. I mean, I know a marketer who gets $20 per subscriber in the first 20 days. So every time he gets 100 people on his list, he's getting, he knows he's got $2,000 coming in. Sorry, 100, that's $20,000. Is that right? No, $20, what am I talking about? $2,000. Yeah, so that's very, very good. You know, you can pay, you know, you can get 100 people from a solo ad for, well, just over $100. So he pays $100 and gets 2,000 back. He knows that's going to happen. Traffic's no problem to such a person. That's why the emails are so important. And you need to work on your campaign to start getting towards that kind of figure of conversion. You know, your free offer's got to convert, your emails have got to convert, your sales page has got to convert. And you have to keep testing and tracking these and working on it and dropping the ones that don't, or modifying them drastically, and so on. Okay, you want to put your best performing things at the front, okay, of your funnel. Okay, so that's one principle. This free and this paid, but really free costs in time. So you need to work out which you've got. Some people say, I've got no time and no money. A bit hard to build a business with no time and no money, is it? Isn't it? So you need to think about that very seriously. And, you know, in all honesty, just face up to the fact that somebody who's got no time and no money is probably not going to build a business. And that's the term of person that tends to look for the one-click wonder. And then, of course, they still waste time and money even though they haven't got any. Okay. So it's a bit sad, but, you know, traffic is serious, and that's why this model is so good, and why I recommend it and why I teach it, because we're looking to maximize that traffic. We put effort in, we spend money, we want to get a lot out of it, and that's why it's so important to do it this way, because we maximize it. Another principle to think about traffic generation is one-time traffic and regular traffic. Why am I saying this? Well, because one-time traffic methods are simple. You know, building some links. Well, actually, link building really is a regular thing. You can't just build some links. You have to, you know, go and keep doing it. Article writing, you have to keep doing it. You can outsource these things, obviously. Then it becomes a paid traffic method. SEO, same thing. You have to keep at it. But there are things you can do, you know, that are one time. And in fact, that's what really my report, which I need to update, covered, was one time traffic methods mainly. That you did them once and then that's it, just let them go and do a lot of different ones. But then you'd have to have the regular ones as well, if you really want, for example, Google to rank your site. You know, to think about this, you know, it's no good just throwing a load of mud at your website or the opposite of mud, that whatever you're throwing at it, you don't just want to just throw it. You want to do it targeted and directly, and you need to know what you're doing. So, you know, become a student of traffic generation. As you become a student, like you become a student of copywriting, become a student of traffic generation. I mean, the old wisdom used to be, find two methods which you like and just stick to them. And certainly you need to do that in terms of what you're doing regularly. If you're doing video marketing, great traffic method, you know, stick at it. Just keep producing those videos. If you article marketing, you know, a lot of people talk about article marketing is dead now. Not, no. Doing it the traditional way where you write articles and submit to redesign articles and, you know, you're looking for the bulk, but not low quality. You know, quality is important. Quality first, bulk second, onto a quality site like redesign articles. And, you know, you have to stick at it and just keep going. Or blog commenting, whatever it is, just stick to that. Those one or two methods. But then use other methods in the mix, because you don't want to be relying too much on one method these days because of the fact that Google is getting very heavy-handed and is a little bit against internet marketers. When I say internet marketers, I don't mean just people operating in the make money online niche. I mean internet marketers who are in every niche, who are, you know, looking to rank their sites and rank them above, you know, Wikipedia, whatever it is, although that's hard to do. But, you know, they're looking to rank them as high as possible because that's how they make the money. And it's hard to do. Google's against it, sadly. But that's the way it is, because people have abused the system. They want to, you know, Google's objective is to give their users, so in other words, people using Google and typing in search terms, to give them the best experience they can. So you go with it. Give Google what it wants. Give Google's clients, which are your clients, potentially, what they want. And that's how to win a game of traffic generation. And it is a game, because, you know, it can be, you know, very frustrating at times, but also it can be very rewarding. And certainly it's something you need to master, is traffic generation. So have a couple of regular techniques, but also do some one-time tactics as well. I've covered in other trainings about SEO, and I don't really want to cover that again because I haven't really got the time to cover it. It's rather long-winded, but I've got some ways of, I mean, I basically categorize SEO into three, whereas most people do it into two. I do it as on-page, on-site, and off-site. And the ways that I teach are to do a little bit of on-page SEO, because I tend to use static pages. If it's WordPress, which is the main other way that people build sites, then you've got plugins that can do it for you. Then there is building silos of articles on your site. So they're like blog posts. You know, again, you can do it for the WordPress blog platform or other blog platforms and build a silo. And just go to Google and type in how to create a silo site structure, and you'll see how to do that there. And the other one is the link magnet, which is how to build links. The idea of this is that you can build links a little bit more the old-fashioned way and still protect your site. And what happens is you get a lot of PageRank pass, and it really, really works well. Great for using for videos and all kinds of things. You make a link magnet by using a Web 2.0 property, particularly a high-quality one like Squidoo. So, example, rather than sending links to your own site, you send them to the Squidoo lens, and then the Squidoo lens is linked to your site. Therefore, because Squidoo has a high page rank and is a valued site, the links aren't seen as so dodgy. Whereas if you've got a brand new site and suddenly a whole lot of links is being fired at it, then that's a red flag to Google, but it won't do that for Squidoo. And if you lose the Squidoo lens, which you're not so likely to do, it still doesn't matter over much because you might protect it in that way. So that's the link magnet. So I've briefly covered those SEO techniques there. I'd like to go on now to a solo ads, which is a paid method, which I'm using very successfully. And the reason I'm doing so is because I'm monetizing my solo ads. Solo ads are becoming more and more competitive. Therefore, you've got to really think hard. Now, I'm not going to give away how I'm doing this because it's too valuable to me, to be honest. And I'm only going to give this, I mean, I won't even teach I have taught it to my coaching clients, but I stopped doing so because I realized that what was going to happen was somebody was going to go out and make a product about it, and then a lot of people would know about it, and then what I'm doing would then lose its value, and I can't afford to do that. It's really, really working where I'm getting my solo ads paid for on the front end. You have to work at it quite hard. You have to work with the solo ad providers to do that. But it's possible. What I am prepared to do is if somebody really, really wants to go down the solo ad route, I'm prepared to talk about that and teach an individual, but I will ask that person to sign a non-disclosure agreement so they can't teach it to anybody else. Okay, so just to protect my own business and the way that I'm generating traffic now. I mean, obviously, if I move on, I might well create a product on it then, but it's going to be high ticket. Okay, so what are solo ads? Well, solo ads are really other people with email list. Can be other ways of doing it, but that's the main way. And I've not used anybody other than somebody, a personal marketer who has an email list, and you approach them. Or sometimes people sell solo ads, but the trouble with that is that obviously they tended to hammer their list with a lot of people solo ads to make money, and making money off a solo ad. So it doesn't quite have so much value. What's better is to find your own solo ad providers. So a marketer that you build up a relationship with, and you buy solo ads from them, and maybe even sell solo ads to them as well. So it's reciprocal, or you can do ad swaps with those kind of people. So it's like a kind of free solo where you mail for them and they mail for you. But that's what you do. You buy a mailing. And the way that it's done normally is that you buy clicks. Now, obviously, you could do it another way. And I've been thinking today about this, about approaching people and saying, look, you just email your whole list and then I'll pay you per click when the clicks have been delivered. So that way I know that I'm getting, you know, a whole cross-section of the whole list. For example, I'm thinking about quite a high profile marketer's got 200,000 list, and the idea is he would email his whole list and then I would pay him per opt-in. I could be I could limit on that. We'll see how it goes. Maybe you could do half of it or 10% of it to start with or something, see how it goes, you know, whatever it might be. Anyway, so there, that's how you basically buy. So it's a standard way is, when you've got solo ad providers, you know, you can find directories of solo ad providers and lists, but the best way is to find your own by approaching marketers, asking them how their list is and would they be prepared to sell you a solo, and if so, how much. And what you do is you buy clicks. So in other words, when they email, the email will have the normal subject line, the body, and a link to your site. You only pay for the click. So a bit like Google AdWords, exactly the same, you pay for the clicks. It's cost per click is Google AdWords. Well, this is the same. You're paying for a number of clicks. And let's just say you bought 100 clicks. Well, normally the person will supply more than 100 clicks just to make sure that, you know, you did get your 100. I mean, I did 300 with a marketer recently and I got 450 clicks, you see. And they were converting really, really well. That's why I was able to make it convert so well. But that's about as much as I'm going to say about that. Anyway, so you would go to the marketer and you would agree to pay a certain amount per click. It's normally between 60 cents to 40 cents a click, depending on how many you buy. Obviously, you buy 100, it's going to be you're going to be spending 60 odd. You buy 300 to 1,000, and it, you know, the price comes down per click. That's the way people operate like this. And you just have to test these. Some will work, some won't. You know, and if the first few, if you're committed to this traffic method and you find it doesn't work straight away, you know, persevere and keep working at it. But that's a great way of getting. Traffic is to get solo ads, and especially in non-internet marketing, you know, go and find marketers in other niches. In other words, dog training, you find somebody who's building a list in dog training, and you get them to solo mail for you, so they mail your offer and you pay for the clicks, and that's a great way of getting pay traffic, and you almost guaranteed subscribers when you do that. Okay, so that's one traffic method I'm giving you here, a paid method, which I've used very successfully and I'm still using now, and probably right now it's my main traffic method, although I've got others planned and I've experimented with lots and lots of traffic methods. And you know, the thing for me is time constraint. So I tend to try and be a bit more efficient. So, for example, writing my own articles is not going to work for me because I've just got too much going on offline, particularly a business which is now run down, so maybe it'll become an option soon. That's another story. But, you know, you want to try these strategies, and you've got to give them a good shot in order to, you know, get them to work. And, you know, with article marketing, you have to just know that it will work and just keep persevering and you know, don't do a whole load and then suddenly stop because you're not getting any traffic, because it'll come with time. And the great thing about article marketing is that those articles can be your salesman for years and years and years and years, like recruiting a salesman. And, you know, when you first recruit a salesman, they don't do very well. But as you recruit more and more and more and more and more and more and more, suddenly you start to find some of the really, really big players, and suddenly the whole thing starts to really work because just the volume. Okay, so that's solo ads. Then I'm just going to give you one more traffic method, and that is setting up a free membership site. Now, this is a great little traffic method. And the whole idea of this is to get free buyer traffic. Now, that sounds like a contradiction in terms. What I mean is you get it for free, but the traffic is buyers. How do you do that? Okay, what you do is you approach marketers. You actually build a site first, but I'll cover that in a minute. But when you've got the site built, you approach marketers and you say to them, I've got a great bonus, it's a membership site. It's a great bonus, which will complement your product perfectly. Doesn't, you know, tread on the toes of the product, as it were. It's not exactly the same. Doesn't sort of, you know, nullify the product or compromise it in some way. It's a complement to the product. So, for example, a traffic method. You could do it for SEO. I'll even tell you about that in a minute. But if somebody's got, say, PPC products, well, to have an SEO product would be a great complement, wouldn't it? The two things do go together. You know, you're both on Google. How great to have, you know, links on both sides. The PPC ads on the right of the Google search, the long links on the search terms, which people tend to look at more. So, or if you've got some business building products, and any traffic method would do for that as a compliment. I'm just giving you an example here, and I'm sure you can think of ones in your own niche. But what you do, you approach other marketers and you say to them, I've got a great compliment to your product, which I'd like to offer as a bonus to your buyers. Why would a product vendor want to do this? Because it'll increase their conversions. The more bonuses they provide, particularly if they're good ones, valuable ones, the better their own site's going to convert. That's good for them. So what's the benefit to you? Well, what happens is when the people buy that product, when they go to the download page to download the product, they get a link to your membership site. And the great thing about a membership site is it's not seen so negatively as a squeeze page is, and probably not negative at all. It's seen as a membership site. You know, it's got quite a bit of standing in people's minds. That's why you can get such a high conversion. A, because people are prime, because it's there on the sales page. And when they come to that link, you know, I mean, it could be that the offering is perceived as the same value as the main product. So people are almost certainly going to opt into it. But what they're doing is they're actually going into a membership site. What you need to do is you need to learn how to set up a WordPress site. And there's tutorials on YouTube to do that. So go to YouTube and say how to set up a WordPress site. Very, very simple. You've got a domain and hosting, you can set up a WordPress site. It's just a little icon, Fantastico. You just click on that and you put in where you want the blog to go, and it does it in a few seconds. Bang, and it's done automatically. Great. Okay, so that's no problem setting a WordPress site. You've got hosting and domain. Then go to YouTube and say how to integrate AWeber with WordPress. And you'll get a plugin. I forget what it's called now. She looked it up beforehand. Beg your pardon, I'll put it in the resource. for you. There's a plugin that you you get which will integrate a WordPress site, so a blog, with AWeber. So when somebody joins the blog, I think it's a member as well. You need a plugin for a member so that it actually becomes a membership site. So you've got two plugins there, one to create a membership site, one to actually integrate with AWeber, so that when people set up their account details, they automatically go on to AWeber. And it's almost kind of like they don't realize that's happening, which is kind of sort of ninja and stealth. But that's how it works. And of course, they get an email and they've got the unsubscribe link and all that. So it's perfectly legal and spam proof and all that kind of thing. But it's great to do it that way. Rather than a squeeze page, have a membership site. And like I say, approach the product vendors. And you know, it's very easy to set this site up by using these plugins. And you approach the product vendors and you offer them offer as a bonus, so they get better conversion. You get people who bought their product opting in to your membership site. So you're building a buyer's list for free. Great traffic method, great way of building your list. And the only thing you need to do is obviously get the content for the membership site. What you can do is you can go to YouTube. So type in the term for the area you want. For example, SEO. What you can put in is SEO tutorials on YouTube. Just to give an example. I've done this, I've done it with several other things as well. And you basically look at those videos there. And of course, the whole point about YouTube is a video sharing site. You are able to put, you're allowed to put any YouTube video onto your blog. If you click the button which says embed, you get the embed code. In fact, there's a bit of software, another plugin for WordPress, which means you can do it another way and you actually use the URL for the YouTube video, but that's one way of doing it. I've done it where I've just embedded the code straight on the page, and you can do it that way. But the point is to find YouTube videos which you can take and share on your blog. Now, you might say, well, people could go and get that free content. They could find it themselves. Yes, they could, but they haven't, have they? And the point is you're doing them a service because you're putting it all together. For example, quite often somebody will put tutorials on there, which be step by step. For example, I found 4 SEO tutorials. I found 9 tutorials for another aspect of internet marketing. I found some personal development ones. Great, you know, and some short ones, some longer ones. I found a 4-hour one, which is basically an audio. So it's just a picture. So it's basically an audio, but I thought it'd be great bit of content for people. Goal setting by Zig Ziglar, for example. And you create this membership site this way. It might sound really complex, me talking like this, but actually it's very, very straightforward. And the thing to do is just do it, and then you'll see how easy it is. And then you'll see how easy it is to get traffic this way and build a buyer's list. And you really find that this will work. So this is kind of like another entry point for your funnel. And then what you do is when you build this site, if this is not your front-end free offer, which it probably won't be, but using it as a traffic method, then you just copy across your autoresponder emails. So what you do is when you set up your AWeber plugin for the membership site, then basically you have to go in and obviously set up a campaign in AWeber. And then what you do is you use your main campaign, and you get a bit of code and you copy that across in AWeber so that all the emails are copied across. So you've got a new funnel basically, which copies your previous one. And that's how to create free buyer traffic. Great traffic method. So use YouTube to get your content and also to learn how to set this up, and I'll put some links in the resources for you as well. So that's a little bit about traffic generation. There's of course a lot more that can be taught. If you want to know about something in particular, just email me. What email can I give you? Okay, let's give you admin@im.pro.org. And just email me at that, and so I'll see what I can do for you. Just tell me what you need, and I'll come up with something. I'll send you some videos, send you a PDF, get onto you with Skype, whatever it might be, depending on what you need. Okay, so that's a little bit about traffic generation. Really important. A lot more to teach, but you can find a lot of resources to do that. Become a traffic master, basically. That's the secret of a business. But you have to have everything else in place first. You know, a lot of people want learn traffic, but they haven't got the website working, and that's a mistake. So thanks for listening. That's the end of session 6 of Hot Button Business Blueprint. Look forward to the final session 7. Bye for now.